Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Happy New Year. We are excited to be back and talking about so many new topics as we go into the future. I mean, we've already talked about so many pains and diagnoses and things, and I'm kind of excited. We have some podcast episodes coming up about like pain when you're doing specific movements, which gets a little bit more specific rather than broad diagnoses. So I'm excited.
And maybe being able to show exercises and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're in a new home now and we have a new gym. And we're in our new podcast studio, which will keep coming together
Very empty right now.
Except for the plants. We've got plants.
We got plants.
Most importantly. But yeah, we're excited to mix it up a little bit in this new year and show you some new stuff. Maybe show you some movements, which you'll be able to see on the YouTube. We have YouTubes of every single PT Pearl to kind of show you the highlights of all of them. So super stoked.
So today's podcast, we've already gone over like motivation things, ways to stay healthy and build healthy habits and you know, all of that kind of stuff. So we don't want to kick that into the new year because this isn't about a new year, new you. This is about how do we move forward each and every day.
That saying's the worst.
It really is the worst.
But I mean, like, it has good intention, but I just think a lot of people, new year, new you. No, don't change. Just how do you develop and grow rather than completely becoming this new person, because that's so hard to sustain.
Or feeling like you're not worth the person you are right now.
Absolutely.
And you need to become a new person.
Yeah.
No, it's about continuing to be aware and create this evolving pattern of you throughout the years, because that's what it's all about. So what we've done is we've created couple goals.
And I have to give Jen full credit for this, coming up with this the first time around. She gave me that journal for my birthday in 2020, right? Yeah. October of 2020. And so she started it in November of 2020. And it was our way of every month writing down some goals, both in our relationship. And this doesn't have to be something that you do with someone you're in a relationship with. No. It can be with a best friend, some sort of accountability partner, a family member, brother, sister, whoever, or by yourself. If you're just wanting to write down goals and hold yourself accountable to them, we're going to tell you some of the things that we have found most effective in helping hold us to those goals and keep us accountable.
Yeah. And I will say this isn't about perfection, because we're also going to be super transparent on how good we are with keeping up with all of this. But really, we had started doing this on like this little journal and just like kind of writing things down. And even through that, what we found was that, okay, we might write it down in a journal and even this journal that looks super nice and that we
super
love,
pretty,
right?
All the pictures.
But you forget about what you wrote in the beginning of the month and what you're supposed to sustain all the way through.
Just gets set on a bookshelf and then it's just sitting there.
And then forgotten about.
And the goals are in there. Yeah, but life keeps going and life comes fast and furious sometimes. And it makes us forget, hey, what was it that we committed to at the beginning of the month?
So what we ended up doing, not only writing in our couple goals, which we'll explain what these goals are and what we do together, but we also then have started writing them on a whiteboard that we have on our fridge. Because we're going to go to the fridge every day. We're going to open it up and we don't write the full thing. We write like a key word that you would remember for that goal. And then we have little check mark boxes throughout the week.
Yeah.
So it's like, how many times did I say I was going to do this? Okay, three times this week, I'm going to write like three boxes to check off.
If it was like, I'm going to move for 30 minutes. Because when we write goals, we try to be really a little more specific with them. Rather than like, I'm going to exercise three times a week. It's like, I'm going to move intentionally for 30 minutes, 3 days a week. Or we might even write a specific, like sometimes we want to strength train a little more. So I'm going to do some sort of resistance exercise or movement three times a week, at least 45 minutes. And then on the little whiteboard, we'll just write weight train 45 minutes with three little boxes. Right. And I usually let you write because your writing is much neater than mine.
I prefer it.
I try. I'm good at the checking off of the box though.
But it really is like so helpful to like come back and see like, oh yeah, I meant to do that. And where could I fit that into my day or into my week? And it's not about being hard or judging yourself for not getting it done. It's just gentle reminders of what you get to do in order to continue to live into who you want to be.
Yeah.
And we've gone over this saying before, I know, which is, you know, if you go into any personal development program, you learn that most of the time people are telling you, oh, in order to be this certain person, you have to have all these things, you got to do all this stuff, and then you will be happy, and then you'll be successful, right? But it's really about switching that completely and how I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to do these things, and then I might have those outcomes or that mm-hmm. house or that relationship that I wanted, but it's because I'm focusing on being rather than having first. And so that's where we really start. Okay, where are those things that we get to do to continue to be that person?
No, absolutely. And I think that's where, I mean, just the process, I want to go to the process of writing it down. Mm-hmm. And some people will say, oh, and I know a lot of people don't like this practice of like writing down affirmations just to stick on a mirror, which I don't really agree with. I think sometimes there is value to just having it in front of your face at all times. And it's going to help you choose to do those things, mm-hmm. you know, time after time. And so we'll write them down on the whiteboard on our fridge. But even if you have a whiteboard or something in your office or at your workspace, just to be able to write those things down to say, oh, I was going to take 3 5-minute walks every day, like every day when I'm at work. It's a lot easier if it's sitting there right on your computer staring at you so that when you have time for a break, you don't hop on your phone. You maybe get on your phone while you walk, you know, so it just is that constant reminder, but that thing that's always in your face. But I think you bring up a good point. Choosing to do the things is going to put you in the environment that you need to be in to be the person.
Yeah. And so what we do, let's talk about like how we set up our goals. So what we have done, and I'll come to, and it says, I'm opening it so you can see on YouTube, but it says on each month or right in the beginning, it says each month we'll create relationship goals. So we create 3 goals within our relationship. For example, this can look like we are going to do breath work 5 minutes every morning together. Now, again, does that always happen every single morning? Probably not. But can we now draw the attention back to it to at least happen more so throughout the week than it used to?
Or if we forget in the morning, or if I jump right into work, I'm generally up earlier. Yeah. And then when you get up, we don't do it right in the morning. But then one of us sees it on the fridge and says, hey, let's do 5 minutes of breath work quick, even if it's the evening, or if we're sitting down at night to watch something on Netflix before we pop open Netflix, we get some breath work in.
Yeah.
And it's just that constant reminder to come back to that connectedness in our relationship.
Exactly. And it's all about like building connection. But we also within each month, we come up with a word of the month.
Yeah.
And that word of the month kind of is like, what is our intention embodying? You know, whether it is within us and what we want to create together or what we mm-hmm. want to create in our environment, like what are we really focusing on? And we can give examples of some of the words we've used in the past. Let's see, adaptability. So maybe mm-hmm. we have a lot of change happening. Completion. Maybe we know we need to like complete things, breathe. Maybe we know we're stressed a lot, you know? So
and it's funny when you adaptability, it's like, okay, let's adapt to the new things that are happening in life. And then the next month was completion. So it's like, okay, it's great to be able to adapt, but like, let's make sure we complete some. And then it jumps to the next month and it's like, okay, we're working so hard on completing everything. Let's make sure that we slow down and breathe for a second. Like, I haven't even looked through it like that, but from month to month, you can maybe see how the words reflect what your previous month showed. And even thinking about our first word in November was adaptability, where coming into my birthday, like there was so much change going on. We were just going through the first few months of quarantine and everything that was going on with, you know, early COVID and stuff. And so a lot of adaptability and like needing to be adaptable at that time.
Right. Exactly. And then we go into our other goals, which are more personal for us as an individual. Right. And so we do 3 personal goals that we have for the month, and we do 3 professional goals that we have for the month that are, and personal really gets to be like you as your own human, as your own best self. Like, what are you going to do to create your best self this month?
So for example, like when I'm thinking about my goals going into each month, it's truly, okay, what have I been struggling with? What are the things that have been coming up from month to month that I've noticed, you know, some of the things that I always notice that come up when I'm specifically if I'm stressed is I get upper back and neck pain. I can tell that I'm irritable a little bit more. I might not be sleeping as well. So towards the end of the day, I'm noticing that I'm getting more irritable. I'm getting tired. I'm falling asleep a lot more on the couch or before I can just get into a bedtime routine and go to bed. So right there, that might be one of the things that I put as my personal goal. Every night, I'm going to try to do X before I go to bed, which can be as simple as take 10 of the longest exhales as possible, because we know from our breath episodes that if I do really long exhales, it's going to help me down-regulate my nervous system and get me in a restful state to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's something that can be so powerful for me. Again, if I just have that constant reminder, okay, how can you down-regulate, get ready for sleep, and have a better night's sleep? Yeah. Then, boom, set me up for the next day. And a lot of the habits that I like to put down in my journal, I love doing something in morning, I love doing something at night, and then maybe something that'll happen in the middle of the day as that reminder. I mean, another goal that I like to do will be something movement related. I mean, my three things, I always go to our mindset, movement, and meals. So movement related stuff, I'm really bad recently at doing consistent workouts or lifts or stuff like that. So maybe that'll be one of my goals. But knowing what my strengths are, I might say, okay, I'm going to do 50 push-ups and squats in the morning and at night.
Yeah.
Again, that's my constant reminder to go back to movement morning and night, then maybe get into my breath and then go to sleep.
Right. And so it's important to also note, like, if this is something where it's like, well, I'm going to walk every day, which I've tried to do, right? Oh, I haven't been getting my steps in. So every day I'm going to take a walk. But the reality is, if I haven't been going out and taking walks very much, what is the chance that I'm going to do it every single day, yeah, right? 7 days a week. Like, let's also keep in mind that as you're setting these goals, you want that satisfaction of like, look at how I'm making improvements. So starting them small can be so powerful, so that at the end of the month, when, because what we do is we come back at the end of the month and check off, okay, realistically, how well did I stick to this? Or how well did we as a couple stick to these?
Yeah.
You know, and so we always reevaluate at the end of the month before we make new goals. And so you want to make sure that you're creating goals that are sustainable within your life,
yes,
and achievable for where you're at.
So that's where the two that I just mentioned might seem unattainable sometimes, because it's the everyday ones.
Right.
And then as soon as you're a week into the month and you realize, oh, I only did it 2 days this first week,
yeah,
which we've had happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I put down this goal that I'm going to do this daily, and you do it once in the first week. It's like, what's going to keep you motivated to try doing it the rest of the month when you've already, quote, failed? You know, and that's a tricky word. Like, do we ever fail the goal, or are we always constantly trying to achieve those things we put down? So if the first goal that pops in your mind is, hey, I want to do this daily, how about starting 1 day a week? How about starting 2 days a week? How can you put that 5 or 10% goal down of what the ultimate goal is? So after a year of doing this, putting something down that says I'm going to do this daily seems a lot more attainable and sustainable.
Which is something that we had to learn very early on. Like, when I open this journal.
Yeah, what's the first one?
The first relationship goals that I see, we failed all of them. They all have three red X's next to them. And so we realize, oh, you know, maybe setting these like higher expectations, we need to drop it down even more. Like, yeah, they're not even daily. But sometimes if you realize like, oh my gosh, I'm really not coming to this. So we only did it once in this whole month. You know, yeah, it's something that we're like, okay, we really didn't show up for this. And where can we do better?
That's why the next month's word was completion.
I know, right? It was. And then we go like through our personal and professional ones, and we give like green check marks or red X marks. And you don't need to do this. Like, sometimes that can mess up someone's mentality, right? Like, how am I doing? I'm failing.
I failed most of them, you know.
But it's like, not about failing. It's just like, oh, how much did I show up for myself, and where could I grow?
Like, the process of continual assessment. Like,
yeah.
And I love how we sit down and do it together, which is why I go back to some sort of accountability partner.
Huge.
You know, whether it's a family member, friend, sibling, whoever,
yeah,
that you're going to do this with, so that every month you can hold yourself accountable to say, like, this is what I wrote down, and, you know, here's a few areas I could have done a little better. I could have shown up a little bit more, and here's how I'm going to do that. You actually go through the actionables to say, this is what I can do. I know that from time to time I'll meet with these men's groups that I've put together, people that I know from back home in Minnesota, and also some great friends that I have out here on the West Coast. And I'll kind of tell them some of the things. Well, this is a few of the things that I wrote down. And if any of you could think of it or think of messaging me, can you just say like, hey, how's it going reading 10 pages of non-work related stuff, you know, a few times a week? Like, can you check in with me and say like, hey, how are your goals going? Like, are you sticking to it? Are you showing up?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we've talked about accountability in every podcast that we talk about, like coming into creating habits and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then that brings me to like, I, as well, we moved into a new home. We got a puppy. There's been a lot of personal life stuff that's been happening. So it's created a shift in my movement as well. And my discipline in the, in like continuing it. And I come back to, well, accountability for me has looked like choosing a program from our app, our Gen app platform, and actually sticking to it, because it creates this calendar on a day-to-day basis. And not that you have to do it every single day, but you're like, okay, I did day 8 last time. It's been a couple days. I'm going to do day 9, you know? And like, even if it's not every single day, you have something that follows a day-to-day pattern that you can just show up with and go. And that's been honestly super powerful for me, because it gets my mobility, my mindfulness, my workouts all in, and it's not too stressful for my body.
And speaking of, I'm going to throw a humble plug in here. If nobody has signed up, or if anybody listening out there hasn't signed up for the wait list to get into the new platform, the new app that we continue talking about, please go to the link in the show notes. It's just gen.health, not .com, not .anything like that. Gen.health. Throw in your phone number. It'll send you a code, and then you're in the wait list, so you can be one of the first people when we open that up to everybody to have access into that. It's going to be an incredible platform.
It really is. We're working so hard. And the reason it's taking so long to launch is because we're literally building it from the ground up. A lot of people who come up with apps, bless them, they're using other big app platforms that they just get to plug in their programs. That's great. And that's such a wonderful way to be able to create your own app. We are literally taking this from the ground up and creating our own app, because this isn't just about fitness. This is about whole body awareness and education in your body, right? We want to get you out of pain. Yeah. We want you to feel something different. And in order to do that, you have to follow something consistently. And so that's why we're creating something that reaches people in different pain points. And we're going to continue to grow this thing and expand it. Like, Dom and I are working every day. Our team is working so hard on creating such an epic platform. So I know it's going to be something that's just absolutely incredible. Anyways, let's go on to
it'll be
our completion of our goals.
Can really help keep you on a goal for movement and help you get over those pains. And again, I always come back to, I'm awful at keeping consistency in my movement. I'll throw it out there. I really struggle to keep a consistent pattern of doing workouts or exercises. But I did like a day and a half of the shoulder program. And it's like, and it's crazy. You do the right movements for a couple days and your pains feel so significantly different. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a plug for consistent movement and having that as a goal for one of your personal goals.
And feeling a change after a day and a half. All right.
I know.
But maybe you do that a little bit more.
I was going to say, if I did it more consistently, then I would probably feel that relief a lot more consistently. maybe that'll be one of my first goals for January. Ooh. And hopefully we'll fill out this book and share, you know, what our goals are, or at least share this process on our Instagrams as well, because again, it's good to have an online community that can keep you accountable as well.
It is. And one thing that we do want to say is, like, okay, so we got married in May, and then we packed up our apartment, put it all in storage, and then went to travel for 5 months.
Are you saying this because we're going to show them?
Uh-huh. And we bounced around a lot of different places. And we took our couple goals book with us to create goals everywhere we went, and stay accountable to each other, to a connection, to what we're doing
suitcase.
In life.
It was at least in the suitcase.
Uh-huh. It traveled everywhere with us. But what you can see as we come to the end of 2021 is that, oh, there's 1 month that we filled it. Oh,
August.
1 month. And then we failed. So again, it's not about, there's no such thing as perfect. There's no such thing as, and I hate that I'm going to say it, I hate the podcast or the mentors that are saying, like, you have to do this every day and you have to show up and you have to do this hour long morning routine in order to be like, no, there's no one thing. There's no perfect thing. Life is going to ebb and flow, and it's about going with life.
Yeah. And I think that's what we've become very, very good at in our first year and a half. I guess we've been doing it for about 2 years now. We just didn't have our official, like, fancy little books until about a year and a half ago. And we filled out maybe half of the months in our actual book and actually wrote things down. But that doesn't mean on those other months, there aren't things we were focusing on. There aren't things that we were saying to each other, committing to each other to do this. So I mean, if we're going to recap what we do and what we could encourage you to do is find a partner, especially if it is an intimate partner, if you're in a relationship with somebody, create three relationship goals that are going to help you to continue to strengthen your bond, strengthen your commitment to each other, whatever that relationship might look like. And then three personal goals that are for you and your personal growth, and three professional goals, whatever you might be doing for work or your vocation. If it's a parent, if you want to become a better parent to your kids, that could go under your professional goals. And then that intentional word of the month. And that's a really good way to round out, hey, this is what I'm committing to this month. You are the person who's going to help keep me accountable to it. Mm-hmm. How are we going to try and next month, at the beginning of the month or the end of that month, come around, review this and see what we could have done better.
Exactly. You know what? We get to choose every moment, every day. So even if we feel like we fail one day, we get to choose again the next day. That's the beauty of life, right? We continue to say, I'm going to choose into this person. I'm going to choose into this way of being. And these goals just help us to do those things that we're really committing to over and over again. And I can say without a doubt, when Dom and I, you know, are in a place of disconnection, and then we just begrudgingly do our 10 minutes of breath work together, the groundedness and the connection that automatically is able to happen is really, really powerful. So find something, start doing something. And I know maybe it's your partner doesn't want to do it, so you're doing it with a friend right now. That's okay. You know, your partner can see that you're leading by example of what you want to choose into every single day.
Oh, putting that environment around them is so powerful, and it's going to want to draw them closer to that way of being and way of showing up for themselves, because they just might be in a place where they're not ready for it.
Yeah,
and
that's okay.
That's totally fine. That's where they're at. But that doesn't mean that you need to wait.
Yeah.
You know, you can continue to put these goals down. And I love how you bring up the breathwork thing. There have been so many times where it's just like, the last thing I want to do right now is do breath work. Whether I'm so heated or like whether we just got done with an argument and then we lay down and like put our hands on top of each other.
Begrudgingly, like, again.
Yeah. And then start doing some breath work together. And by the end of it, we're just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, what can we do? Let's go forward in today and make an awesome day. And it's just, it's weird how that immediately shifts your system. And breath work is one of our things, but whether that's prayer, whether that's dance, whether that's movement, going on a walk, it can change the environment. It can change what's going on in your body and mind really, really fast.
Really fast.
Again, just wanting to wish everyone a very happy new year. Hopefully you're launching into a 2022 full of growth and development within yourself to help find what optimal means in your body, maybe even alongside a partner. And hopefully you find some of the things that Jen and I just laid down helpful in that journey. If you loved this episode, head over to YouTube, check out the video that coincides with this PT Pearl or any of the other PT Pearls we've done in the past. Please subscribe to that YouTube channel so you can continue to get notifications. We can continue to stay in touch with you, or hit us up on Instagram if you have ideas on topics you want covered in PT Pearls or people you think that we should try interviewing. And of course, you can always help us out by rating and reviewing this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And we will see you back on future episodes of the Optimal Body Podcast.